Hi everyone, seeing me in here, this video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he's got to say. Hello Mr. Sandman, I'd like to tell you about my story and how I'm probably the luckiest simp in existence. I'm a 31-year-old Canadian over 6 feet tall, good looking and make over 100 grand a year. I have my own house and my own dog. I've had two past live-in girlfriends. The first one had plenty of red flags with regards to addiction but could actually suck start a Harley. I allowed her to move in very quickly, and after a month or so, she decided to break the news that she just lost her DUI case in court, and now I'm gonna have to drive her everywhere, and so I did. But as soon as the license was back, she broke it off and moved out buying a house of her own. The second girl states after a few dates of making out, said she has genital herpes. I pondered about it and decided, since she's seemingly ideal otherwise, that I'd do it, get together with her. Again, I moved her into my house, and 2 years later, I find out by confronting her that she got an apartment and was about to ghost me within a week. I even went to her family Thanksgiving a week earlier, and they all knew that she was going to dump me. I acted like a father husband to her, doing everything until I was a fat, stressed slob while she got a free hotel stay in my house. I'm still free and luckily see that even with massive baggage, women can still score simps. What do you think has drawn me into these types of dangerous women, Sandman? Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Men are typically problem solvers by nature, so many of us try and fix women and raise them, even though they're fully grown ladies. I tried doing that twice unsuccessfully myself, and I won't be trying it a third time to boot. As for the idea of women coming with baggage, quite often it's emotional baggage, because the more relationships they've got, in general, the more dysfunctional they get. It's their ability to remember any and all social interactions much more than men, which gives them a mental overload, so to speak, and makes them lose it. Basically, the more partners, the more baggage. But many women also have baggage from going into higher education. Except in that case, it's more like ideological baggage, often from being indoctrinated by feminist professors. Mr. Anonymous, as for your two relationships, I can understand you becoming her private chauffeur when she didn't have her license. I did that for a woman and tried to teach her how to drive, and would have been willing to give her my car and get another one, but she had zero interest. Instead, she got pissed off when I asked her for gas money when I drove her for an hour or two for work. Not to mention all the time I lost waiting for her to finish her jobs. As for that second relationship you were involved with, that's some serious simping, because I wouldn't be willing to get herpes to get laid. But love makes you irrational and crazy. Plus, there's a bit of that old Canadian politeness there, where we let others walk all over us. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to many Canadian men are such simps that they try and raise fully grown women as their father-husband's clown world show. I kind of like that term, father-husband. I'm familiar with the idea of a son-husband, but I've never realized that I spent 15 futile years being a father-husband trying to raise two fully grown women. Unless they're raised properly as children, it's not going to work. Even if you somehow manage to get them to behave, they'll resent you for it. Eventually, when the relationship ends, they'll just go back to their default settings. Mr. Anonymous, I'm sure you're as glad as I am that you didn't marry either of them. That's probably what they were waiting for, so they could take your home, your sperm, your child, half your income, and your dog away, while you live in a car pondering self-deletion. They realized that you weren't going to put a ring on their fat Canadian fingers, so they decided to give you the finger and leave. You should never have been their father-husband. Quite often, women lose respect for you when you do nice things for them. But imagine how bad some guys have it being both of those things, giving their mother's attention being the son-husband, while then also going home to their wife and doing most, if not all, the housework as a father-husband. Also, when you recognize that all women have baggage, you realize that one of the reasons that nature makes men attracted to younger women, besides fertility, is because they're able to bond with you because they don't have as much baggage. Mr. Anonymous, now that you've seen how women use you as their personal taxi service, when they're unable to get their own license or maid or butler service while your health gets worse because you get to put on weight being with her, how can you ever go back to being in a relationship? You're right, you're one of the luckiest simps, because those women would have taken everything from you if you'd simply signed the dotted line. You also asked me about what drew you to these types of dangerous women. The answer is found in the pages of Arthur Schopenhauer, where he mentions that men and women look for the opposite in themselves. That men look for women that need fixing because the goal is to create as well-balanced offspring as possible. If a slob and a neat freak get together, then the idea according to him is that the child will be more likely to be balanced. Nature is looking for a balance for the next generation. And Mr. Anonymous, you spent your entire life becoming as intelligent, competent, and successful as possible. So on the flip side, your subconscious is looking for someone that is the absolute opposite. Rationally, it makes no sense. You'd think that someone that has their life in order would be looking for someone that's the exact same way. But maybe it's possible that nature requires not only diversity with regards to physical breeding, but also mental characteristics. Maybe people that breed with others that are too similar mentally create things like autism in their children. I don't know. The healthiest children are usually those with the widest array of DNA. Maybe that's why we're drawn to the wrong women, Mr. Anonymous. Or maybe it's just that you were in your 20s and your little head was doing the thinking for your big head. And that's why you chose the wrong women. I'm still like that today. I still find myself attracted to women that are flawed for some reason. But the women that would have made the best partners for me, I was never attracted to. It was always the nyanness ones that were immature that I would go for. Whenever I dated women that were good for me, I would pretty much get tension headaches. But the ones where I was their father, husband, those were the most irresistible to me. I guess you can also call me a simp, but that's one of the reasons that I don't date anymore. Because I simp with regards to every aspect of my life. Mr. Anonymous, if you go out on a date today with everything you've learned on my channel, and you keep simping, then you gotta ask yourself a serious question. Which is, do I actually want to be single for the rest of my life, or do I want to be a simp for the rest of it? I think you know the answer to that. You're 31, so now you gotta figure out if you're gonna go monk mode, maybe date, but not actually move them into your house, or possibly pay for a surrogate to have kids with. Now you understand just how cold many Canadian women are. You're probably going to see more women behaving like this in the future, especially now as the age of the individual is over. Now with the internet, your social media is visible to your employer, so now many women and men for that matter are having to tailor their social media profiles to the expectations of companies that might actually hire them, and the companies they work for. Being an individual and having your own style and showing your true self instead of a manufactured identity online is going to become a luxury going forward. Over the last 5 to 10 years, I've noticed that women are increasingly becoming like a product that comes off an assembly line. I notice most younger women wearing blue jeans, having long straight hair, and those little jackets that appear to look the same. Usually they're black or white. The younger women also appear to look like they're 10 to 20 pounds overweight, and you can see their slightly larger rear ends in those jeans. The dating profiles of many women are starting to look and sound the same as well. They're all interested in travel, eating out, and the same BS from one woman to the next. Plus, most don't actually know how to cook or look after themselves. So, Mr. Anonymous, if you go out there in the dating market, you'll probably run into the same types of women that you were rejected by. Canada's horrible for dating. I got back from Europe recently and noticed on Tinder that 99% of women didn't have any tattoos, and they were thin and attractive. Again, those are the ones I saw on Tinder. But all of them also look like cookie-cutter clones of each other, except they were all different than the women in the West. They too have their own baggage. The one thing about being in Central and Southern Europe is that it was weird to be in a European country that was 99% white and functional. I felt safer there than at any other point in my life. I didn't feel like I was going to get robbed, and I noticed that people were far more friendlier and less stressed out in general. I can understand why places like Hungary and Poland want to keep the migrants out. Especially considering how unsafe Western European countries have become recently. The only issues with becoming a passport bro into such a place is that even if you're only making $50,000 a year for women there, it's like you've got the income of a doctor. So you don't know if they're only pretending to be interested in you because of your money and possible green card, instead of who you actually are. But again, that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that those women let Mr. Anonymous smash them for a couple years, and then when they realize he wasn't going to put a ring on their fingers, they ghosted him. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. this channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are only with you because of your financial assets while pretending to be actually attracted to you away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.